Welcome, everyone, to another
saucy edition of the Hour Bomb.
Saucy edition of the Hour Bomb?
That's right. This week, we are sponsored by Sweet Heath Special Sauce. Don't ask where it came from.
Sweet Heath Special Sauce. Don't ask where it came from.
That is gotcha. Right, folks.
All right. So, yes, welcome to another saucy edition of the Hour. God, you need to come up with your words sooner and put in the proper paperwork, because I never would have approved that one.
Oh, come on.
That's a good one. I like it. I like the sponsor. Sweet Heath Special Sauce. Just don't ask where it came from.
We were watching Bar Rescue earlier today, and they were talking to the restaurant owner, changing up his menu or whatever, and one of the things they decided to do was go to meatballs or whatever. Uh-huh. And the owner's like, don't play with your balls. Come play with ours. And I'm like, you know, that's fucking terrible, but that's awesome. So I'll take it. Anyway, so welcome to another saucy edition of the Hour Bomb. I am your host, the illustrious Jason Albert, 2013 TV Personality of the Year. Joined, as always, by my partner in crime,
the big bad booty daddy,
the big Adrian Masters. And I'm getting really pissed off over here.
Because you can't get your... Maybe it's because it's a secured link, if you see the HTTPS on all of them. That could have something to do with it, Adrian.
Well, then why the fuck is it...
I don't know. Anyway, joined as always by my partner. Oh, I already did that one. And the Jizzmopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
Get out of here, you asshole.
Yeah, boo, you suck.
You're worse than Kyle.
You're worse than Jake. No, wait, I can't say that.
You're like an American Jake Mullins.
Yeah.
Dude, that's low. That is low.
He's in the chat. It's okay.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, so how the hell you guys been?
I've been all right.
Good.
Had better sales, you know, than I did today.
Oh, poor baby.
Yeah, it sucked ass.
Oh, poor baby.
That's all right. I had my Galaxy S5.
It's still encrypted there, Chief. I don't know what the hell you're doing. Just, there you go. There's the fucking link right there. You just had it.
It's starting over.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Wow. Anyway, Adrian, how the hell you been up until this point?
You know what? My whole fucking day is shot.
Your whole day is shot.
Why is that?
Because I'm trying to figure this shit out. Everything's fucking encrypted. It's this crappy internet that we got to work with here, this shady operation.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
The guy running this sucks.
You know what? Hey, Adrian, do me a favor. Go fist yourself.
I tried that once, and I couldn't get past the second knuckle. You know?
Oh my God! I guess I brought it on myself.
You really did. You asked.
I just. Oh my God! Why?
At least you didn't start talking about the taint.
God, who we got in the chat room?
Yeah. Oh, you want to do roll call already?
Let's roll call. We can talk a little more. We got people out there that aren't.
The chat already says, Richard, nobody's worse than Jake.
All right, we can skip that. Oh, good God, what the hell is that? Yikes. Dude, why do you have a picture of Honey Boo Boo's mom on your homepage?
What? What are you talking about?
One of your splash pages there.
It's a fucking virus thing I gotta get rid of. I don't know.
Oh, quit looking at Honey Boo Boo mom porn.
Dude, that bitch is hot.
Oh my God!
I don't know which is worse, that or Blasky.
Dude, I don't know which one's better
at this point in time.
If I had both,
it was a good show. We'll talk to you guys later.
It's like, yeah, we might as well forget it. We're done.
Do you not know how to spell Trish?
I don't.
Well, why don't you click on the corrected link there? Did you just do a Google search of Trish Stratus boobs?
Yes, I did.
You are good. God, what a
are you
wonderful Google?
Are you
search
with the results?
Hey, holy second row, first shit. One.
That one's, I think, photoshopped.
Is it?
I think so. Do Lita's boobs, man? Do a Google search for Lita's boobs.
Richard already has Lita's boobs.
I don't care.
As if we get tired of seeing Lita's boobs?
No. Okay, you need to open up the link, because that's not a web URL either. Click on the picture.
Okay. Oh, that's even better than I thought it was.
Okay, this is... What the hell did you click on?
Wow.
Oh, okay. Now I'll try it.
Is this working?
What? I don't understand why you have problems with this. All right, go back to it. Now just click on the image. Just fucking click on it.
Okay.
Now it's going to take you to the website.
At least it should. And...
But that's not going to help now.
Oh,
damn it. God, that one is hot.
Yeah, definitely is.
Let's see if I can figure this out still.
Okay, you're still playing around with it?
Yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, if he can figure this out, you're going to fucking love it.
Yes. Yes, you will.
Oh, and by the way, last week you never tried to guess my name. I went back and listened. You never said what you thought my wrestling name was.
Oh, I'm going to go with the Hungry Hobo.
I'm going to go with...
Jake wants to know why Richard just isn't fetching someone's pizzas.
There you go. I'm going to go with Big Gay Dick.
Big A Dick?
No, Big Gay Dick.
Oh, Big Gay Dick. Okay. Yeah, I couldn't... Yeah. Let's see.
What happens if you go to open image? Is that what it takes you to? Ooh, there you go. You might have it. You might have it.
This might be the one. We'll see. Let's see if it works.
Nope. God. Oh, you got to type a message. Okay. Come on.
Come on.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, well, anyway, let's see.
You know, going back and... that's right. You got to come up with his wrestling name. Big Gay Dick was my guess. I also know what the hell Rod Potter's 20 Questions was last night, because I was guessing the same thing as you. It was Heath Mop, but apparently it wasn't.
Lost Lobo.
Lost Lobo.
So what we want to know was... Any of us close there, Richard?
Big Gay Dick. He says nope.
Nope. Damn.
Jesus Christ. I really wish you could figure this out.
I don't know why this is suddenly being a bitch.
Anyway.
Try clicking on something else. Try clicking on some other pictures of her boobs first. See if we can figure this out. That's not a bad shot. That's actually kind of classy for a Trish Stratus boob shot.
That's more of an ass shot.
Yeah.
Which is nice anyway. In case people are wondering, are listening on the download or anything like that, we're just trying to get Adrian's avatar image to work. And
okay, there's that works.
Okay. Oh, hey,
Richard's got a link for us. Hold on, Big Gay Dick.
And he said,
"What do we got here?
What do you find? I think you might have found it because I think that's the web address.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's why we're trying to get pulled up, but it's not working.
Let me try it one more time here.
All right." No, Jake, we're not running on Windows 98. Go with your dick. So, Richard, what the hell is his name?
Still not doing it.
Okay. I don't know why.
God, that is awesome.
That is phenomenal is what that is.
Yeah.
And to think they used to air that stuff on programming.
I know. Because as you can tell, WWF logo.
Oh, my God.
Those were the good old days.
Oh.
I know.
You know, I went back and oh my God.
Wow.
I went back and watched, I guess it was the Villains thing.
Okay.
And they did a honorable mention to, the Divas and all that. And I realized that is where Richard's avatar thing came from.
Oh, really?
Like when Lita was talking to Matt Hardy and she's like, "And how does it feel to know you'll never have this again?" And then.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Out come the titties and I'm just like, ah. Oh. Oh, yep, there's more. Oh, God. I miss Trish Stratus.
Maybe this one will work and it'll be good enough.
Kane. I'm with the Montana Man. I can look at that all day, too. There you go.
Good enough.
Good enough. All right, anyway. So, I guess let's...
So that was his name, Kane?
Yeah, that's kind of lame, dude. That was really lame.
As in, like, Kane and Abel? Really?
This is what I have to say about Richard.
You see, what he did was he would ask people what they wanted on their tombstone after the match, and then he'd make the pizza for them, because that was his gimmick.
Oh, I see.
It was given to you. Uh-huh. Sure. Well, I would say let's do a roll call, but let me see. I think I can figure it all out. We got Jake, Richard, Montana Man, and you.
That's a good guess.
Yes. Ha-ha.
Hey, look at that. Ball cups to everybody in the chat room.
Yay! I got my balls cupped.
and wow, there's not a single anonymous user.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah, we don't have many people logged in to begin with tonight. So no, we don't.
Do we have anybody on Mixlr?
Fuck, I don't know.
Probably not.
Because, wow, I'm just kind of shocked as for...
No.
Jesus Christ. Wow. This is an off night tonight, I guess.
Whatever.
All right.
People show up late sometimes.
For those of you tuning in for the first time, here's how the show works. I have a whole list of shit I got to try to get through. These two assholes, as usual, are going to try to derail me and get me on my tangent. I have 1 hour. That's 60 minutes for those of you keeping track at home to make it through said list. Yeah. Failed miserably last week, but we had a whole bunch of shit we had to finish up
yes,
last week.
Yes, that was true.
We were wrapping up.
We had like four different special fucking segments we had to get through.
Right.
So, let's not push all these off again.
Fair enough. Well, right. You're the one that pushes them off.
Well, shut up. No, I'm not. for our returning listeners, hey, welcome back. Glad you're here. All right. I guess let's... Heath, you got anything else?
Nope, I'm good to go. Albert, anything on
here? I don't know. Do I have anything I want to talk about?
I believe this is probably the first time we've ever really asked you.
Yeah, it is. I'm never put on the spot. I ask, hey, when I ask you guys how your week's been, you guys and I were like, oh, it was pretty good. Hey, how about you, Jason? Or, hey, Heath, you got anything else?
Well,
no.
Jason,
you got anything else?
No. Well, to be fair, fuck you. That's really all there is.
Tell you what I'm going to do.
Oh.
I'm going to go upstairs.
Okay.
I'm going to go... In the kitchen.
Okay.
I'm going to get a spoon. Going to bring it back down here. I'm going to give it to you so you can eat my ass.
Well, that's nice.
All right? Good. What are you pointing at, Heath?
Look like your computer's up for a while.
So yeah, like, it's being temperamental tonight, but it's okay.
Anyway.
No, I guess I don't have anything else. So,
all right.
Technical difficulties. Yay.
No, it's not technical difficulties. No. We're going fine. No.
Oh.
Anyway, you got anything else, Adrian?
No, I'm good.
Okay, good. I guess with that being said... Start that timer.
Oh, uh-huh. I forgot there was one thing.
What?
I got an ingrown hair on my nipple.
Oh.
Okay.
We're going to move on. Now get the cards, the charts from my generation of things. I could look at that all day.
Word.
I think a lot of people could.
Do me a favor.
Not just guys.
Just Google Lita boobs. I want to see that.
Just to see. Lita boobs.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Yeah, there's that. Oh, yep.
The wedding dress.
That's
wow.
That's one hell of a wedding dress. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Wow. I miss Lita.
Good old Lita days.
Whoa, did someone... Go back to 2 seconds.
What am I going...
Like,
back?
We really care as far as the Pacers
beating
Heat.
I don't care about what Richard has to say. Go ahead.
Go ahead, click that. You yell at me for not being in the chat often enough, so I'm back on
someone,
back to the chat.
I'm trying to figure out who signed those boobs on the third row.
Oh,
there.
Okay. I see that.
Gene Snitsky.
It was not Gene Snitsky.
Yes, it is.
It looks like Gene Snitsky.
Oh, I'll be goddamned.
It's Gene Snitsky signs my friend's
boobs.
No, I'll put a link to the chat for that one up.
Okay.
Wow.
It's a nice set of boobs, too.
Just like, yeah, it is.
Richard put a fucking link up. Let's see what he's
got. There you go. All right.
Let's see what Richard's
got. I wonder if it's the same.
I don't know. No, probably not the same, but...
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Anyway.
Hey, Richard's not all bad.
No. Just
things
like...
Things to make you go...
Anyway, so Monday Night Raw, fellas.
Yes.
What was your thoughts?
Well...
I was disappointed.
This was a disappointing show, but only in the regards that it was the Daniel Bryan thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I was not expecting this. Double, oh my damn. Yeah, and it kind of came out of nowhere. I was reading Monday throughout the course of the day that plans for Payback and plans for Raw were changing rapidly, and there wasn't any reason as to why.
And now we know why.
It never came out. They never said, oh, by the way, Daniel Bryan needs surgery. We didn't know we needed surgery until Raw.
Pretty much Raw. I mean, yeah. That was actually pretty tight-lipped.
It was.
Yeah.
And apparently he was kind of quiet all day. I can't imagine why, you know. I think they played up the whole, you know, hey, this could be it type of scenario.
But you can make correlations maybe between Daniel Bryan announces he needs surgery and the stock crashing.
Wait a minute, stock market crash?
Oh, the WWE lost their ass the other day.
Oh, really?
Vince McMahon.
We're talking about that in a little bit.
Yeah.
Though.
Okay.
That's another topic.
Yeah. Sorry.
I might have slightly heard something about that.
Yeah.
So
anyway, what else did happen on Raw other than that? Oh, and then how they wrote him out storyline. You know, I don't understand why they had the storyline write him out. Hey guys, I have to have surgery. Okay, we'll see you later. No, they got to have him beat down by Kane. Really?
Yeah, you know, Cena doesn't get to, gets to just say, hey, I'm having surgery, I'll be back later.
Yeah, but, Daniel Bryan, hey, I gotta go have surgery, hold on, we gotta annihilate you.
But this seems like something that you would see the Bastard Authority do, though. Is, you know, because they want to put they want to get Daniel Bryan out of their fucking, so storyline-wise, it makes sense for it to kind of happen.
I guess.
Did it need to happen? No.
No. Hmm.
But it doesn't go against how the story was going, so I'm okay with it still happening.
Yeah.
I know you hate the story, so.
I don't hate the story. It's just I'm fucking sick of it.
So you're tired of the authority.
I kind of am.
Because that's what I've gathered from you. Is, ever since
I was cool with it. I was cool with it at first, and I'm like, yes, we got Triple H in an authority role. Okay, that's awesome. All right, I'm taking this. And then it just kind of got old, and I'm like...
Here's the issue with it really, Jason, is Triple H isn't really in the authority role at the moment. It's not him, it's Stephanie.
You know, that could be a reason why I'm not overly digging it.
Because Triple H is busy dealing with the S.H.I.E.L.D. shit.
Yeah, I guess you're right, it is Stephanie that's doing all this. All right. I'm like, eh...
And I think that has a lot to do with it, though.
It could be.
Let's
see. What else we got happening on Raw?
Sandow, man.
Oh, this the pre-show thing. Stuff.
I don't know what's going on with this here. It's kind of crazy.
Kind of?
I mean, it's weird. I don't know. It's the whole... Do you have the... I guess you don't have the thing pulled up for YouTube or whatever where you can pull the clip of...
Give me a second. Let me see if I can find it here.
So, what do you mean as far as, like, weird? I mean, as in...
It just seems like an odd thing to have kind of Sandow come out of nowhere and kind of do this. I mean, I'm not totally against it. I think it's kind of cool. But the... It just... I don't know. It didn't come off as...
All right. I think this is it.
You got it here?
Yes.
All right.
Pre-show continues. We will talk all about the rivalry.
Am I on? Can you hear me? Can you guys hear me? Right? You guys can hear me? Hey, I heard you can actually be on this show and not wear a superhero costume. Is that true? Right? Right? I don't have to dress up in a Halloween costume, right? But you've been dressing as a Valentine's Day card for 30 years, but we're the WWE. We put smiles on people's faces, right? Hey, after this little stint, I'll probably end up teaming with Yoshitatsu and never get a microphone again. So we're going to make this count. On behalf
of myself, on behalf of the WWE Universe, on behalf of everyone that has ever
Mr. Sam, I apologize. They killed Mike.
My microphone is not. I guess I'll just use yours, Josh. Why would they kill my microphone? I have no idea. Do you think they're afraid? Someone in the back's afraid? It's a publicly traded company. What am I going to say? Are you afraid, Josh? Are you afraid, Josh? No. Because when you're afraid, accidents happen.
And that was it.
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
And there hasn't been any news about it either, really.
Well, it's definitely a storyline thing, for sure. What I think, and this is what I've heard, is that this is tying into when The Miz comes back, you're going to see a heel group form up. And it's going to be The Miz, Sandow, and I think Ziggler.
All right.
And they're going to be tired of being pushed around by the authority, tired of, they're just going to start doing, like, you know, whatever they kind of want.
So, almost an NWO type of...
Not exactly.
Well, no,
actually, nowhere near. But more of a... Kind of like, I would almost say, like, it's close to, like, a modernized DX kind of thing, a little bit, anti-establishment kind of thing.
Okay.
But the establishment's already the bad guy, so it's kind of weird how this is going to play out. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know, but that'd be cool.
But that's what I've heard, and this is, you know.
Oh, Montana Man's got a great name for the group: the New World Order.
Oh, okay, that
makes NWO.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sounds good. All right. What else happened on Raw that we need to talk about?
Let me think here.
Boobs.
Always see. Boobs. Lovely.
Oh,
boobs.
Let's see. There's that. Cena and the Usos beat the Wyatts again. I don't know why they had that match again, but whatever. The Shield beats the shit out of Evolution to start off the show.
Oh, Bray Wyatt issued a last man standing match challenge for Payback to
and
John Cena.
It was accepted
on SmackDown.
Yep. Let's see here. Nikki Bella beat Nancy.
Montana and the NJ of the new jobber order.
There you go. Nikki Bella was on Raw. Damn, it's nice to watch Nikki Bella on Raw. I don't care if she can't wrestle, but.
She's not portable. She's just not great.
She's nice to look at. You know?
She reminds me a lot of Trish Stratus when Trish Stratus first started.
Trish Stratus wasn't good.
But right.
She was real nice to look at.
The difference between the two is Trish Stratus got better.
Well, yeah. And I'm not trying... I was trying to figure out why the Divas were scoring the...
I still don't understand that. Was that something tied into Total Divas, maybe?
I don't know.
Correspondent.
Total Divas correspondent.
I am not the Total Divas correspondent.
We made you this post, and you're supposed to keep us updated.
Yeah, I did not accept that post.
Did Nikki suck John's cock the wrong way? Is that what happened? I mean, is that...
Sheamus beat Crybaxel.
Yeah,
Jakey is our Total Divas correspondent. Let's get him on.
I can't do that.
Okay.
And then Batista lost to Roman Reigns via disqualification. So there's our Monday Night Raw. Let's move on, fellas.
Okay, fine.
And what else do you want to talk about from Raw?
Well, I want to find out if our Total Divas correspondent has anything that relates to Total Divas.
Exactly.
It can explain the scoring thing.
Jake, do you really watch the show?
We must know.
If he really watches the show, I'll get him on.
He really does.
He does not really watch this
he
fucking
show. He
does,
too. What else do they got? What else do they do in Australia? That's all I do is watch TV and... kill dingoes and shit. Yes, he does, and
yes,
he loves
he
the
does.
Show.
You know, okay.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Answer your phone. Answer the Skype. Hello.
I don't know if this is going to work.
Come on.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, Jake. Yes. So do you understand why they were doing the scoring thing? Is that something to do with Total Divas?
What scoring thing?
On Raw, whenever they were like scoring the moves that were happening in the Natalya and Nikki match.
No, that would me do it.
All right, so that wasn't... So they were just out there doing that for no particular reason whatsoever?
Yeah, they're just dumb sluts. What do you expect?
Oh, okay, there we go.
Oh, there we are.
You heard it first on our Total Divas correspondent, Jake Mullen.
I watch the show. I watch the show. It doesn't mean I don't think they're dumb sluts.
Fair enough.
We didn't figure that you would think anything different of them. We just, we had to double check with our Total Divas.
Come on, Eva Marie.
Oh, God, don't. Oh, yeah. Oh, you remind me, I got to talk about her later.
Oh, her awesome referee skills?
Yes.
Sorry, what?
But it had nothing to do with, are they like ripping on Natty right now during the show? Is that what it has to do with? Because she looked pretty pissed off after the match.
They're always ripping on Natty for something.
Are you fucking serious?
Those chicks don't fucking like each other, seriously.
Well, they're bitches, of course they don't.
Who?
It's just annoying.
Do they all like not like any each other, or is there like cliques within the group? I mean,
they pretend to. They're those type of bitches that are like, oh yeah, I'll be fucking nice to you when I'm talking to you, but then I'll bitch about you behind your back.
So we have to digress back into like high school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
They're high school bitches.
Oh. They're what happens if you're high school bitches that don't grow up whenever you get to your 30s.
I don't think any of them on the show are in their 30s.
I think Natty might be close to 30.
Natty's in her 20s, dude.
Natty's like 40, but it looks like
Natty is not 40.
Look at this.
She looks 40.
We're going to look it up.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's only going to take a second.
All right, hurry up.
Well, what's her, Layla with...
Layla's not on there.
No, but, I mean, she's in her 30s. She's actually just a little younger than me.
Wow, she is fucking old then. Layla is. Yeah.
She's not on Total Divas, though.
No.
We're talking about just the Total Divas women.
But she was
born on...
Natty's, wow, she's age 31.
Told you.
Yeah, eat shit. All right, Jake. We're going to let you go then, okay?
Alrighty.
Thank you for coming on the show.
All right.
Bye.
See ya.
All right, so there we go.
Even the Bella twins are Jason, 31 years old.
No fucking shit.
Damn,
I thought they were younger than that. When the hell's their birthday?
They were November 21st, 1983.
Wow.
Huh.
I didn't realize they were close to our age.
Yeah,
at least my age. In your age.
Yeah.
They're nowhere close to Heath's age, but that's okay.
Yeah, fuck Heath.
I mean, Mae Young was the closest person to Heath's age.
Hey!
All right, so I think we're going to move on.
Sorry.
All right, next segment.
Next segment. All right, hold on. I got to find the button.
Whoa.
Let's wake up out there.
Okay.
Your sound control skills are what stinks this week.
And wait for it.
Ow. And your ability to hit me in the head with a microphone, that sucks too.
Oh!
Do you need a third time? Are you going to pull the time with Dreamer? Please, sir, can I have another?
He's like, nope. Headphones off. Nope. All right. What stings? Daniel Bryan.
Yes.
Having to undergo surgery.
Yes.
Because, man, there goes a good chunk of the best part of the show.
Yes. You know I agree with Richard.
What's that?
It's dumb that they are having to do feuds from stuff that was recorded months ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Best song ever to skip to 25 seconds. Oh, God.
We can't listen to that right now.
No, okay. We can't.
All right. So, yeah, Daniel Bryan getting hurt.
Yeah.
I agree. My what stinks, while we're on the topic of Total Divas.
Okay.
Did you see the botch fest?
No, I did not.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
They had Eva Marie as the special guest referee Friday night on SmackDown.
Oh,
referee match between, I don't even fucking remember. I think the other one.
I
of
think
the
it was a rematch from Raw. It was Natalie and Natalie and Nikki.
All right, okay. So there you go. And for whatever reason, they decided, oh, let's have her as a special guest referee.
Really? The diva that can't wrestle.
Yeah.
As the referee.
Yes. Wow.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So what happened?
Oh, it was just fucking terrible, that's all.
Oh.
Just dude, terrible.
She can't ref any better than she can wrestle.
No, no.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So.
Yeah.
All right. You got anything, Andrew?
I do.
All right. Hey, I just got a message.
Technically, they were both of yours, and now I don't have one.
Okay. Hey, I just got a message. We could have a special guest on right now if we wanted to.
Who
we
want to have on?
Shane said he could be on.
Get Shane on the show.
All right.
The Shane.
Is he in?
You know what? Actually, I do have a what stinks.
What?
Okay.
And that said, there was no bad news Barrett on Raw, because clearly he's been the best part of Raw the last couple weeks, and he wasn't on the 3-hour show before they go to England. The greatest man in the country, and the greatest wrestler of all time from the country of the United Kingdom, wasn't on Raw the day before.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, there we go. We got him on.
All right. Play a song.
I forgot what song it was supposed to be.
Come on. Yeah, I just talked about her.
Oh, that's right. Shit, hold on.
All right. And now joining us.
All right, hold on. Give me a second.
For the first time since the last time he was on.
so precise.
Exactly.
We try here.
Oh, okay. Wow. Hang on. He's taking a long time. We're going to have to talk about TNA here for a second, too, because...
crap.
That's right. Joining us now, Bad News Shane.
I'm afraid I've got some mediocre news.
That's hilarious. Alright, so anyway, hey, welcome Shane. Welcome back to the show for the first time in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it, since been before WrestleMania?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, wow. When it's been a while.
I think it was before us.
When we were doing our first, test run with the special guest segments.
Yeah.
So
you did a good job with those.
Do what?
You did a good job with those.
Well, thanks, man. We appreciate it. All right.
And I was on twice,
Oh, hey. We had a good time. We've had Kyle on a lot lately, too.
Yeah,
so why are we talking about 25? What are we doing? Why are we talking? What was your what stinks?
Oh, from the chat, and this is fucking great too.
Okay,
we have Jakey with my what stinks is a Godzilla movie not being the movie it was hyped up to be.
All right,
wasn't good.
I thought it was all right. It's what I expected it. I didn't go in with high expectations when I went to see it this weekend. It's a fucking Godzilla movie. It's just modernized.
I hate Godzilla movies, so I'm just like, whatever. I have no want and desire to go see this.
I love Godzilla movies.
But it's but giant
it has
fucking
Jesse
monsters.
Eisenberg in it, right?
No. I don't think so. It has the guy that plays Kick-Ass in it.
Oh, it has Heisenberg, not Jesse Eisenberg.
Oh, never mind. I get what you're saying now. Yes. Walter White
is
in it.
Jakey is begging us to play a song.
What song?
I don't know. Jakey's posted a song. He says you're gonna love it,
Jake.
Man on a mission.
If you watch the old Godzilla movies, Godzilla's the good guy in those too. He's always fighting the other monster, and then once he gets the shit out of it, he goes back to the ocean, which is exactly what happens in this movie.
Yeah, it's actually very rare that he's considered the bad guy. As far as hey, he's just there to destroy Tokyo. Period.
You know, I saw not this weekend, last weekend. I went out and saw that movie, The Neighbors. That was a good movie.
Good.
Oh, it's fucking hilarious, man.
I'm going to try to catch that at the drive-in, hopefully in a couple weeks when it's paired with A Million Days Ways to Die in the West.
Oh, God.
I don't want to see that.
Oh, I want to see that.
I hated Ted.
That movie looks hilarious.
I hated Ted, so I don't think I'd like this.
Jake says, well, Godzilla is stupid then.
Well, fuck you, Jakey.
All right.
Jake is critical of a lot of things, so you can't...
Jake hates America, so...
That's true.
Yep.
Anyway, I want to get on to Richards here.
Okay.
What stinks was MVP, Kenny King, and Bobby Lashley forming a faction in TNA, with MVP being the authority figure trying to take the title away from Eric Young. They're calling themselves, and this is
Black Illusion?
Yeah, it's Black Illusion.
Wow.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Somebody had a song I heard. I think it might have been...
Classic?
It might have been.
I think it was.
Black Illusion is a mystery. Always eating chicken wings.
Oh, God. Hey,
what they really need is a guy named Malcolm, and then he can name a group Malcolm's Exes.
Oh god!
You know that would make sense. I like it. I'm on board.
Hey, you know that little counter we got? It's been, you know, 1 week since Adrian Masters has pissed someone off.
One week, someone
reset it.
Okay.
The views of Adrian Masters not necessarily represent those of the TWR Network or the Hour Bomb.
Damn. Zero days again.
But they should. Anyway.
Zero.
Let's see here. Let's see if I can get this working.
I really don't. 35 years old and you're still scared of a little thunder.
I am not.
I love this.
For life, right, Johnny?
Fucking right.
All right, come on. Let's sing the thunder song.
All right.
When you hear the sound of thunder, don't you get too scared. Just grab your thunder buddy and say these magic words.
Fuck you, thunder. You can suck my dick.
You can't get me, thunder, because you're just God's farts.
I don't understand.
That was for you, buddy.
I hate that movie.
I love that song though.
Yeah, the Thunder Buddy song.
I just hate that movie. Like,
it wasn't as good.
I never got to see it.
It wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be, but I didn't think it was terrible. I've seen a lot worse.
I just have a distinct kind of humor, and to me, it's just like crude humor. Just, I don't know. I don't find it funny.
I let my wife pick a movie one time, twice, It was the only two times I ever let her pick. And one time we went to go see Pineapple Express. I fucking hated that movie.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Actually,
I hate that movie.
You helped her pick it. The three of us went to go see it, you asshole.
That movie sucked. I'm sorry. I apologize for that one.
And then, what the hell was it?
That's like Seth Rogen's worst movie.
Yeah.
This is the End was fucking hilarious
compared to this, though.
You gotta be really drunk, I guess, to really enjoy that one. I didn't think
Dude,
it was
I love...
No, you have to be a pot smoker to enjoy that movie.
Well, this is the end. I love fucking the chick that played Hermione in it.
Emma Stone? No, Watson.
Yeah, Emma Watson.
Emma Stone is Gwen Stacy.
Yes.
And I also loved Craig Robinson. He's the fucking best part of that movie.
But I let my wife pick that Pineapple Express, and I'm trying to think what the fuck it was. It was a Mike Myers movie. The Love Guru. Yeah.
Dude, your wife has horrible taste in comedy.
Well, she did want to go see The Neighbor, so that was really fucking funny.
Okay.
So.
Don't Mess with the Zohan is on her next list.
I went to see that movie, and I've regretted it.
Probably one of the worst movies I ever went to go see was Friday Night Lights. Because who the fuck makes a movie out of a second place team?
Wow.
Yeah. Well, and it was before the internet was as big as it was now, and you couldn't find out everything all at once. So I'm like, oh, it's a football movie. It's the one that they're talking about that's got, you know, like a bunch of wrestlers and shit in it. Because I didn't fucking watch the previews for it. I'm like, all right, let's go see a football movie. It's a football movie. It's got to be good. Fucking terrible.
I think you're confusing Friday Night Lights with...
I was. The Longest Yard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last movie I went to that I really ended up regretting was The Change Up, which had Ryan Reynolds in it. And the Arrested Development guy.
Oh, Jason Bateman.
Yeah, oh my god. That movie, within the first like 2 seconds, it's like, oh, I regretted my purchase.
Janky, Friday Night Lights was a TV show after it was a movie.
They came out in the theaters, or dick.
So, fuck you.
You guys are going to argue which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Well, no,
it's a fact. The movie came before the TV show did.
Yes.
Did it?
Yeah.
Yes.
The movie came out like 2 years before the TV show was on.
Yeah.
And they made a television show out of it?
Yes. Wow. They made a TV show out of a second place football team movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? That's my non-wrestling related what stinks. Friday Night Lights. 10+ years later, however long it was, I'm still pissed off.
Wow.
Fucking hate that movie.
All right. You have a non-wrestling related what stinks also, Heath, don't you?
Yes, I do. Are we having a new segment? Or is it,
We want to bitch about stuff. So
all right, well, my bitch is the fucking drivers out there these days. I'm sorry, I'm at a stoplight. Okay, two turn lanes.
Okay,
he sounds like an angry old man already.
Going in the same direction.
Uh huh.
I don't blame him.
And this is like the third time in probably the last month that I've had somebody. Trying to go over into my lane, almost hitting me, because they're not even bothering to look to see this big fucking van that's there.
What kind of car was it?
They were in a small car. That's all I know.
Let them hit you. They're going to bounce right off of you, and just let it go. That's what happened when people try to cut me off of my expedition. Fuck you. You're going to get it worse than I am.
Dude, I live in LA. I mean, we have the worst drivers on the freeway.
Well, apparently they're starting to move here to Missouri because I'm starting to get them.
All right.
I can tell you can't be as bad as Missouri because my ex-wife doesn't live there.
Well, here's
my... Dude, I had, like, this happened 2 years ago. It was, like, bustling traffic. There was no movement, and some bitch literally tried merging into me.
Nice. You know, only on this show will we talk about wrestling to movies to traffic.
Yeah. Mine's actually a little traffic related, too.
Right. Okay. Adrian's got a good one. We decided... I don't know if you caught it, but we have multiple what stinks now. We got a wrestling-related one and a non-wrestling-related one.
Yes.
So,
all right,
we'll let you catch up here in a second.
Non-wrestling related. Fucking people that aren't handicapped parking in handicapped spaces.
Do they make handicapped faces?
I don't fucking know. The guy probably did when he came back out. Because I'm coming out the store, and
he's
this,
an asshole.
This dickhead with this giant SUV, it wasn't a Ford Expedition.
Okay, I was going to say, watch what you're saying, asshole.
Fucking whips into this handicapped spot in the first spot.
Okay.
Now, the parking lot isn't even fucking, like, close to full. I'm parked, like, on the other side of handicap spot.
Okay, so you're the first closest non-handicap person.
And the spot next to me.
The laziest person, gotcha.
The next person, the next spot is open.
Okay.
So you literally could have parked on the other side of me.
Okay. So the extra, like, 6 feet.
Right.
Gotcha.
This guy's, like, 22, 23.
Okay.
Gets out of his SUV and runs in the store.
But he put his handicap placard up, right?
No, because he didn't have one.
Oh,
that's the problem.
He didn't have the little handicap placard. He didn't have the fucking license plate.
Oh, now that, okay.
So I stopped and looked. I'm like, this motherfucker. I almost took an egg out of my cart. Well, I'm glad I didn't. Because I looked down to the end of the aisle of where I'm parked at, and there's a cop sitting down there.
Oh,
did you go to him? Please tell me you went to him.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Thank you.
I loaded my car, rushed into the car, pulled down to the other end, stopped for the cowboys. I'm like, hey, officer, I don't know if you're aware, but that SUV up there, that doesn't have any handicap tags on it, and it's parked in a handicap spot. He goes, all right, I'll look into it, son. Thank you. And then it gave me the, like, officer.
And then, oh.
And he well, as soon as I got back in my car, he whipped his car around, pulled up right behind that SUV, and stopped. I'm like, that fucking dickhead.
Yes.
There you go. Richard's non-wrestling related.
Crime doesn't pay, folks.
Idiots changing their pizza order after I get it in the oven. We're going to file that under. Fucking get over it. You work in a goddamn pizza place.
Shit happens.
Shane, what do you got for us?
I don't have very much. I don't know. There's a lot to bitch about.
Well, did you watch wrestling? Do you have anything you want to bitch about wrestling first?
Yeah, Ross sucked.
It did kind of suck.
It did.
It was
I think
so
it's kind of unanimous.
Boring.
It was the first one that has, like, really let us down in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
me and Jake and Kyle, we were chanting throughout the whole thing, and there's just nothing to make fun of. Like
really
we need two Diva matches, and it's like,
you know, in all honesty, like the week before with Brie Bella's horrible, like, oh my god, he's sticking in my butt scream. Like, that was better. That would have been more entertaining than this week.
Yeah.
And it wasn't more entertaining because, like, all we... Like, Daniel Bryan coming out just to say, like, oh... Basically, him delivering the promo that he should have cut, like, after WrestleMania. Like, oh, I've worked so hard for this. And I defeated the odds to get this. And it's like, this is a promo you were supposed to get a month ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, but now I gotta get it... Neck surgery, and it's like, oh, okay.
And this could be it, guys. You know,
I'll come back and win it, whatever. It's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Who are they going to give the title to? Fucking.
That's when I find out this Monday.
I got an idea.
Who?
You have an idea?
I have an idea. Hold on.
Uh oh.
And if it is, I might be a little bit pissed about it.
Fandango.
That would be
Jakey
awesome.
Says Raw wasn't all bad as we got to see Kane drag a beaten Daniel Bryan to the stage after he raped him in a dark spot backstage. And speaking of rape.
Speaking of Jinder Mahal.
That's who I think is going to get the title.
Jinder Mahal?
Yes.
There's no way they're going to Batista.
He looks like hell now.
I don't know.
Because Batista's going to be gone in a month anyway, in less than a month.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, they're going to give it to Batista, and then he's going to
drop it at Payback.
The Payback.
Payback.
Batista's already
actually,
payback.
Actually, you're right. So they're probably going to uphold the title to Payback, and then they're going to have someone fight it out there.
Yeah.
Who really deserves it?
You know,
don't say Cesaro, because, like...
You know what? I'm going to throw this out there, and people might hate this. Why not The Miz?
Because he hasn't been on television since he got punked out by Hulk Hogan.
I would be okay with The Miz getting it.
Mm. He's the most must-see WWE champion of all time.
He was.
So it wasn't Edge the most viewed?
Edge had the highest rated segment. No. I don't remember his claim to fame.
Was it The Rock and Mick Foley?
The Rock and Mick Foley had the highest rated segment ever on Monday Night Raw. And I think the Edge-Lita live sex celebration was number two.
Yeah.
And that might have been the highest rated of the decade or something like that.
Yeah, that was the highest rated of the decade, I think.
Something like that.
I think I know who they should give the WWE title to.
Who?
They should give it...
Go ahead and say it.
They should give it to Christian.
Why, well, so he can get hurt while he's accepting the title?
Yes. So they could give it to another person. Which would be Alberto Del Rio, who hasn't been relevant since, what, October?
He hasn't been relevant in a while, since John Cena beat him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of the end of it.
Well, not that I'm complaining, because I wasn't a real big Del Rio fan anyway.
I mean, like the song. That mariachi was fantastic.
Yeah, well, you still hear it when he comes out occasionally.
Yeah, but
you only hear it when he wins, like the... his face theme.
I didn't like the face
theme. All right, so...
Here's who they should give it to.
Hang on, here's... No.
No.
Yes.
No.
I like the guy, but no way. All right.
No.
All right, what if you change...
He hasn't even had a match yet.
What if you make the Shield versus Evolution match?
And
the Elimination match?
And whoever picks up the win.
You know what? Give it to Triple H.
Last thing we need is Triple H to be the world title holder.
I mean, who really can you give it to? Like, I can't think of anyone. Like, you could give it to Cena for the 15th time, but, like, he doesn't need it. And, like, you're not going to give it to a gimmick character like Bray Wyatt, because, honestly, I can never see that guy holding a belt, like,
yeah,
world
title. I can see him fighting for the title, but you're right. I don't see him
winning it.
I can see him as a main event player, but not the champion. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I mean... Who is there?
Fuck, I don't see no.
Who is there? Like,
God, we don't need another round of the champ is here.
I mean, it's not that I wouldn't mind Cena as the champion. It's just he's the title reign record keeps going up the more he wins it.
I know.
I have a suggestion for you.
Who?
Kyle will hate it.
Uh-oh.
Brock?
Oh, my God, I hope not.
Hold on. What if it, though, I mean, hear me out. What if they hold it up and Brock Lesnar goes, well, I have a fight for the title right now. Because he was promised a title match that he never got. So you could argue that Daniel Bryan would have to defend the title against Brock Lesnar.
Or...
Then Brock Lesnar could take the title and then he would have it until SummerSlam when Daniel Bryan comes back.
Or... They could do something with Money in the Bank after Payback.
I have an idea. I had an idea with the Money in the Bank thing, I think, last week, but no one else liked it.
Wade Barrett wins?
No. My idea is Cesaro wins Money in the Bank. Paul Heyman sends him out on the town, and then he hands the briefcase over to Lesnar and tells him to go cash it in.
Won't that make Cesaro turn face for real? Because apparently Cesaro doesn't know what he is.
Cesaro, the thing is, the people want to love Cesaro, but don't want to like Paul Heyman, and so it's kind of in that weird place.
WWE doesn't know what to do with Cesaro, because, like, at WrestleMania, they built up for him to break free from Swagger and be face, and he did that, and then they had
immediately put him with Paul Heyman.
Well, yeah, and then the next night, they put him with Heyman. It's just like, I thought he was a face.
Yeah.
Now he's a heel.
Fuck, I don't know.
I guess we should move on to another segment.
I think we should.
Bipolar.
Well, it's no different than them turning the Miz fucking heel and then, oh shit, he's got a movie coming out, we gotta turn him face.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, no one gives a fuck about the Miz. Yeah.
Alright, we're gonna move on.
Can you dig it, sucker?
What in the fuck are you booting?
I have no idea. I clicked on the link that they put in the chat and you started the music at the same time, and
I'm kind of interested to see to hear this.
Wow, if wrestling was music,
really?
What? I'm gonna check this out later.
Yeah, okay. That might be something we put on the show.
Apparently, anyway. According to Richard, it's funny as hell.
Anyway, okay. So anyway, Adrian, you got Can You Dig It?
I do have a Can You Dig It.
All right, what's your Can You Dig It?
Can You Dig It? The WWE does not strip Daniel Bryan of the title, and he gets to hold it while he's out.
No.
I can't dig that.
No.
They're going to strip him tomorrow. Okay.
Heath?
I don't think it's going to be possible of happening, but I'm really wishing this would happen, though. Can You Dig It? Stephanie McMahon versus the Bella that's with Daniel Bryan.
Brie Bella.
I was going to say Kane.
The small boob Bella.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
No, I can't do that.
Stephanie's really never going to wrestle again, man. It's not going to happen.
But I just keep looking at the way she expresses herself after all these different times of Brie confronting her.
Yeah, not going to happen. Get over it.
You know, it's like the only way I could ever see it happening is if they do a mixed tag match.
With Triple H and Stephanie against Daniel Bryan and Brie?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the only way I could see it ever happen.
Okay.
All right. Can you explain to me how you can be in a company for so long and still not be a good actor?
Which guy are we talking about?
Stephanie McMahon.
I don't think she's bad. It's just...
She's so... Every single time she talks, she sounds like a smug smartass.
I think that's intentional.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think so.
She's
better than you.
She's trying to come up with, I'm still better than you, but I'm going to try to act like I'm not.
Yeah.
And every time she says, I can't control the monster Kane, I just say, you controlled him for 6 months.
Well, that's the whole thing with it. It's supposed to make people hit not like her even more because it's such a lying, like, bullshit thing to do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Shane, what's yours?
Can you dig it? Barrett and Sheamus fight to unify the titles.
Oh, I can dig that. I think that'll happen sooner rather than later.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay, well, fuck you. You're wrong.
Wow.
Okay, run that by me again. Barrett
and Sheamus are going to fight, and they're going to unify the U.S. and Intercontinental titles.
Ooh.
The United States Intercontinental title.
In an awesome match.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I think it will.
I don't think they're going to unify them as long as the world titles stay unified.
I would agree with what Adrian's saying.
Why can't they unify them? Back in the olden day, they only had the world title, the Intercontinental title, the tag title. And it wasn't until that much longer they resurrected the women's title. You had 4 titles in the company. Why can't you go back to 4 titles? Why do we have to have 2 mid-cards?
Because traditionally, other than WWE, that's the way it's been in every company, is there's 2 mid-card titles.
I don't know. TNA has... Actually,
they
does not have a TV title.
Well, Vince has been their TV champ for fucking ever before he took it to the back room with him.
He still, Devon, I think, still acknowledge the title though, because like it's on their roster page.
Is brother Devon still the TV title holder or whatever the fuck his name is in TNA?
Brother Devon.
I don't know.
Abyss was the champion.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he took it to hell with them or whatever.
He beat Brother Devon.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Montana Man, can you dig it? Any wrestling fan going to graduation, the band starts up, and you expect to hear the Macho Man walking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can dig that.
Yeah,
I was thinking of Macho Man when I was graduating.
I was, too. I also walked up to get my diploma. I almost did the whole Macho Man spin around to go get my diploma.
When I did get my diploma, I did the Ric Flair strut.
That you did. I was there for that, and I laughed.
You guys got balls.
I did the Ric Flair strut across the stage, got it from mine, and I went, woo!
I
do the double peace signs in the air like Jeff Jarrett.
I actually stood there. This is before Orton was out, because I graduated a long fucking time ago. And I stood there. I walked about halfway up, stood there, put my arms out kind of like the Randy Orton pose, and just stood there for a second.
It's the dorkiest thing in the world.
Man, I wish I could have gone to you guys' graduation.
If me and Jason had graduated at the same time, what we would have done is we would have asked to walk to next to her, and we would have took a 5-second pose for those.
Yes, that would have been great. For those of you with the benefit of flash photography, we'll now give you a 5-second pose.
And go.
Oh, God, I miss Ian.
I was watching the Edge documentary last night, and they spent like 10 minutes talking about the 5-second pose.
Oh, God. I got to watch that. Richard, can you dig it? CM Punk returns to Ring of Honor and faces AJ Styles for the whatever the fuck that is title.
No.
Punk,
if he ever wrestles again, it'll only be for WWE.
Yeah.
I don't think he's someone.
However, I would love to see CM Punk return like 2 weeks from now to Ring of Honor.
Oh, that'd be, if
we go to that house show, that'd be great. Heck, we'll share that with CM Punk. That'd be great.
Let's give him the title.
Yeah. Can you think of Brock Lesnar versus Bryan at SummerSlam? I think we
just
talked about that.
Do you think if they promise CM Punk the title to come back, he comes back right now?
Maybe.
With Daniel Bryan. You know what?
Can you dig it? Because I haven't gone yet.
All right.
CM Punk returns only if he's WWE champion.
All right, here's what they can do. Is that they need a replacement to fight Kane for the vacant WWE title at Payback.
Do they need to fight Kane?
And so it'll be an unannounced superstar. They try to get Punk.
Okay.
Does Kane get another shot? He lost.
Yeah. Because apparently you can lose matches and still demand rematches.
Do you not remember Ryback in last year? He lost to Mark Henry at WrestleMania and then got the title match.
He made his own matches.
Why?
Yeah. All right.
Once in a row.
We got to move on. We're running short on time. We've hit the tip of the iceberg. That's about it. Whatever.
The tip.
Oh, God, we're like kids. The tip.
It's a tip. I got a tip for you. It's fleshy.
Oh, God. All right, let's look at this bet update.
Because I got an announcement to make today.
Things are looking great. Man, no, they're wonderful.
No, they're not.
Things are looking tight.
It is. Kind of like... Never mind. I'll just shut up. So, the standings are right where they should be. Yours truly is in first with 115 points. Adrian, close behind, with 111 points. And Heath starting to trail off a little bit at 99 points. However, I hear you have a roster move you're going to make. You're not taking advantage of your medical drop. You're going to flat out drop Daniel Bryan, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. I am actually going to go ahead and drop Daniel Bryan.
All right.
And I'm going to pick up Cody Rhodes.
Dumb mistake, but hey, it's official now.
It's not dumb to drop Daniel Bryan. I just pushed him to Cody Rhodes. And
I do too. So
he might get a push on the GBL and full show.
We'll see what happens.
You know what? I would love to see Cody and Wade Barrett actually pair up.
Yeah, they're really good together.
They're fantastic on the JBL and Coastal.
So Heath, when you lose and I win on my expedition, I need 2 coats of wax.
Yeah, fuck you. I am not Biff Tannen.
I just require the one.
Actually, what I'll do is I'll park my expedition under the big tree out front of my house and let all the bird shit on it, like they did my wife's car. Make you clean that one up. Anyway, we're gonna move on.
Yeah, just drive it down to the Peavey car wash and then wash it there.
No, that's the bet was the loser has to wash the car.
Yeah.
What?
Well, I'd be washing the car. Not through the automatic wash. I don't do automatic washes.
I'm okay with him taking a bet.
Yeah, I am too. I don't have to pay for it. Anyway, it's now time for America's Favorite Game Show. Not Jeopardy, not Price is Right, not even Let's Make a Deal, but Jizz Jam!
In your face!
Here's how this show works. We're going to play Jason Heath 3 theme songs. So if he can successfully guess 2 out of 3...
No, I won't.
He's going to have an orgasm.
He's going to do it this time.
Oh, hell no, he's not.
I'm glad you have faith in me, Shane, because nobody else does.
We're realistic
even
here.
I don't have faith in myself.
We're realistic here. You guys feel free
every single time I get these right, and it makes me sad when I see someone can't.
Richard's asking if you can get any right. He's got a shot at 1.
I think he's going to get it. I got faith
in
Heath.
He's got a 1 right before.
Heath, you were like my shield, and I believe in you. You know what? As a matter of
fact,
believe in you.
Oh, God.
All right, so let's get on with this.
Yeah.
Call it ball.
Lil Jakey has it.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
And your time starts now.
Ah, shit.
The famous words of Heath.
Oh, shit.
Ah, shit.
It was released on an album.
Yeah, I know. Because I think I even have that album.
I think it was the Reckless Intent album.
God damn it, Shane, shut up.
He's still not going to help.
He's still not going to get it. Can't.
No,
he guesses it. No.
No.
He can't.
All right, we need an answer.
JTG.
Oh!
The answer we were looking for.
You racist bastard. You picked it because he was black, didn't you?
I got to admit, that if I didn't know the answer.
I would have guessed it, too. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Jonathan
hey!
Coachman.
If I didn't know the answer.
Did you hear the answer?
Coachman.
Yes. Hey, Hooks showed up in the chat.
Hey, welcome, Hooks.
Glad you're here.
Hooks. I like his old Zeb Culture avatar.
Yeah. That was supposed to be the gimme one, too.
I was going to say, it sounds familiar. It's like, I know it's somebody that's solo, and it's like, I just could not think of it. Sorry.
What am I going to do with you? What am I going to do with you?
Okay, are we forgetting that
wrestling? Oh, now it's Adam Rose.
Oh, yes. Ha ha. All right, we're going to move on. Here's theme number two. Chance got it.
Yeah, it's...
Jakey is wrong!
It was also really...
Sounds like a Divas thing.
You have a lifeline.
Richard's also wrong.
Richard is wrong!
This is easy. It was released on a thematic album.
Yeah. And your time starts now.
And it's a piece of shit song.
Hooks has it right.
Is it Trish Stratus?
Is that your final answer?
I know it's got to be a diva. I try to remember which one.
You are correct. It is a diva.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's not Rico.
And it's not Chuck and Billy.
No.
God, no.
So we need an answer.
Fuck, which diva was on Thematic?
We need an answer now, man.
Thematic came out in 2004.
Yeah, I know.
Three.
Fuck.
Two.
I'll stick with Trish. I know it's not right. But I'm trying to remember which
the correct answer we were looking for was Gail Kim.
Yeah, Gail Kim.
Ah.
And her Matrix gimmick.
All right, here's for shits and giggles.
Really? Dicks.
Wow.
I love this song.
Good song, I like it.
I do, it is a good one.
Montana Man has it.
What the fuck?
No clue?
No!
That would be the coach.
That's also the coach.
His first theme.
It's his first theme.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. It was not. I didn't like that one. I love this one, though. This one was like my favorite theme for the coach. This was on it was on Reckless Intent. So.
You know,
now that we're, we got the official scoring on that, what did
you
get?
Hold on.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
There you go. Heath, just to clarify.
Yeah. I didn't remember she had actually did different.
That was pretty much Trish's only
this
theme.
This was like her only theme. She came out to the
another one.
Oh, she had the TNA theme.
Yeah, she came out to TNA for a while.
Oh, she had another one too, but it had no lyrics.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, that didn't last very long though.
For those people in the chat,
well, it lasts like a year.
This was Victoria. That was Victoria.
Yeah.
So
she also had the hilarious "Girl with My Bad Self" song.
You know what? I want to get a new sound effect though, Jason.
Ah, this one.
I remember. Okay.
Okay,
right.
I forgot all about that one. Okay. What?
All right. So every time he gets one wrong, we need to get a sound effect of Wade Barrett just going, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
We need someone to find that for us. All right, we're going to move on. Because, well, goddammit, we have to.
I'm sure someone made a 10-hour loop of it.
I'm sure they did, too. One, two. Is this on? All right. So, goddammit, I got 7 minutes. Okay. I don't even think. Never mind. I'll just shut up here.
Okay.
All right.
This was also just by the coach.
Yeah, this was also a theme for the coach.
It was.
Yeah, that was. That is right. That is right.
No, it wasn't. You stupid.
I thought it was.
No.
No. No.
Oh, God. This is a Triple H theme, you dumbass.
Well, I know Triple H and that, but...
It was never used for the coach. The popular tag team of Triple H and the coach. You know, maybe TNA can get the coach to come back and join Black Illusion.
Oh, God.
He's the coach of the game.
Right, he coached the game.
All right. So, anyway. WWE...
Folks are like, no, have you ever watched wrestling?
It even says,
and in Montana, man, hook, line, and dumbass.
We don't have to rip on you anymore. They're doing it for us.
Damn.
They're meaner than we are, too.
That's
all I can say.
Like, the worst thing I've ever said was just not like I'm a dumb son of a bitch.
Put me up on 80s music, and I'll beat your asses every single fucking day of your life.
Ooh, challenge accepted. We may have to do something with that.
You know who we should get him to do the 80s music challenge?
The Rodfather?
Yes.
Yes. I'm going to talk to him about that. Anyway, we got to move on.
So just play Real American 3 times.
he actually did Wade Barrett one time. It was just all 3 Wade Barrett themes. He didn't win.
Really?
Yeah, he didn't win.
Really? He didn't win?
No, he didn't win.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you guys got to realize, okay, I do not recognize wrestling music as much as I do regular music.
All right, we got to move on. Okay. All right, so, actually, you know what? We're going to skip that because you don't have the list pulled up right now anymore.
Yeah, you're right.
The villains list, yeah. Watch WWE Countdown, watch their greatest villains, and we're going to talk about that next week. Right, we're going to move on. Oh, I liked it. It just wasn't what I was expecting. That's all.
No, I mean, all
right, so let's talk some news. We have some real news tonight, for once.
You have a vagina! Whoops.
Real news. Breaking news. Jason Heath has a vagina.
Yeah, fuck it.
CM Punk Watch 2014 still continues. However, there is some talk.
On Twitter.
On the Twitter. CM Punk, AJ Lee getting married.
Yep, that is true.
I think that was announced at the Chicago Cubs game.
Yes, it was. He said he's been playing a lot of NHL 94 lately for the Sega.
Really? So,
yeah. They were interviewing him during the 7th inning, or during the game and all that. And so what have you been up to? Well, I've been playing a lot of NHL 94 on my Sega, and I think we get married.
And today, for the first time in 4 months...
He tweeted. Yes.
About...
The Chicago Blackhawks and the hockey Western Conference Finals.
Yep.
Punk is not very interesting outside of the ring, is he?
You know, he used to talk a lot on Twitter, but he hasn't said anything. This is the first time he's posted anything in 4 months.
Yeah, since January. So.
Since Kane eliminated him.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, and then we talked a little bit about this. I gotta get... something pulled up on this one here. Hold on. Because how... I mean, we're going to talk about this. And
there's a couple things with...
Oh, shit, Michael.
I am a wrestling god. If yes, we're going to talk... If we're going to talk stock market, you got to pull the JBL theme.
Exactly.
So...
With the move.
You know what? I would like to honestly ask him right now. What the state of things are, is the WWE a smart investment? From an investor standpoint, I'd like to hear his opinion on that.
I would. I really would. So, WWE stock tumbled quite a bit on Friday afternoon. Vince McMahon no longer a billionaire. He now is only worth an estimated $750 million only.
Right.
That's it?
Yeah, apparently Daniel Bryan gets hurt and then the stock crashes.
What a loser.
I wonder.
I don't think the two things actually have much to do with
it. Of course it does.
I mean, it's a little bit, but...
apparently the stock fell, I think, I read somewhere, about 50% Friday.
Wow.
It opened at like, or its highest on Friday was at like $22 and it closed at like $11 a share.
I don't think it closed that low.
I think it did, man.
Let me have a look.
It was fucking pitiful. And, part of this has to do, from what I'm understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, but...
Because this is what I want to know, is like, okay,
It has to deal with, and Shane, have you followed this at all? I think it has to deal with the TV deal.
Stock market thing?
Yeah, because the TV deal, they didn't get nearly as much as they were expecting.
For what channel? Well, it's all about the network?
No, the actual their
TV for Raw deal and SmackDown and everything.
NBC.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I mean, here we go.
Are they going to go away?
No.
Vince McMahon lost... Vince McMahon lost $340 million on Friday with the WWE stock price drop. This doesn't say anything.
You know what? Maybe they should just get rid of SmackDown.
I think they should. Yeah, it's at $11.
$11.27.
Yeah.
Who watches SmackDown?
So that would be a good time to actually pick up some stock then.
And it closed the day before at $19 a share. So yeah, it lost almost 50%.
Damn. Yeah, over the 2 days.
No, from when it closed on Thursday.
Jason, you're not listening to what I'm about to say. Over the 2 days, it started out at almost $30 a share on Thursday.
Did it? Was it that high?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize it was that bad even. Okay, so there you go.
But it went crumbling down, down, down.
Oh, yeah.
Just calm, smooth.
It was bad. I wasn't. I had the goddamn article. Okay. Despite the... Oh, it dropped 63%. It was from 30.37 on... and this wasn't... in the last 2 months, it dropped 63%. It was $30.37 a share on March 17th to $11.33 on Friday.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, well.
Not good.
I know what... I don't think... this is going to happen at first here, but I don't think this is going to stay. I think it's going to start bouncing back this week.
We'll see. I'm not a big stock guy.
It's going to probably slowly start going back up. If you want to invest, now's the time to invest.
I was going to say, that's actually pretty doggone low.
We should have had a few thousand dollars.
What does it take to invest? How much money?
$11.27 a share.
Typically,
right now,
with stock, you have to buy 10 shares at a time. It's $11.27 per share, so...
$110?
Yeah, you need at least that to invest.
Yeah.
But
you'd have yourself 10 shares in WWE stock.
But you could get fucked over in the end, right?
You could lose, yes.
I mean, that's why they call it the stock market. I mean, it's like gambling.
Who wants to do that? Apparently Vince.
Yeah. And me and Adrian were talking today whether or not that, depending on... what the hell were we talking? I mean, Vince McMahon owns 52% of the company just on his own.
If you count him, Linda's, and Stephanie, and Shane shares, it's over 70% of the stock.
And Triple H's shares, because he has shares, too.
Triple H has shares?
Fuck yeah, he does.
He got them from Stephanie at the wedding.
He got his own shares in the company.
I'm not surprised. I'm just fucking saying shit, yeah. Jason. Fuck off.
So,
I thought Shane didn't have any more shares.
I don't know. I'll have to... I knew he sold a bunch off, but they've all been selling some off, so that's not a big deal. But I thought he still had a good amount.
Is Ric Flair going to come out and be like, we're partners?
Yeah. Okay, this was from February 13th.
No?
Yeah, we're looking here.
All right, click on that. No, that's fine right there.
I'm pulling it up. Fucking
no, you were like bouncing around.
But, I mean, they should be fine. I mean, aren't they getting money from the network?
Yeah, and that's another thing they're talking about, too, is whether or not they should increase the price of the network for a dollar. Shane McMahon, as of February 13th, owns 1.5 million shares of WWE stock.
Stephanie McMahon still owns 661,000 shares.
What? So there you go. Yeah. Shane's stock is worth, and this was as of February 13th,
so it's 35 million. Now.
Yeah, 35 million, and Stephanie was worth more than 14. So there you go.
Jeez.
Yeah. I can't, yeah, that's nuts. Anyway.
I can't wait till she runs the company.
It's not her that's going to run the company.
Yeah, Triple H will. But then again, Triple H has given us the current product, so I guess we're in safe hands.
Yeah.
I think Triple H is doing a better job at the moment than it's been. If you compare it to 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he did make the NXT product. So
Triple H is actually doing what should have been happening, and he's starting to develop stars to use for the future.
Yep.
And it's a slow process, but it's happening, and it's starting to pay off.
It is.
Finally.
Which is fun, and the good thing is they're using smaller guys. I mean, if you look at the NXT like title main event, it's just small guys.
But Vince doesn't like it, and the problem they're running into still, and they're always going to have this problem as long as he's around, is Vince is the final decision maker. So it doesn't matter what Triple H tells you. Triple H can walk up to you, Adrian, and be like, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to push you on this big, long program. You're going to be world champion, blah, blah, blah. Then he'll go to Vince, talk to Vince. Ain't going to happen. Then Triple H has to go back and be like, hey, man, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, pretty much.
So that's the only problem. Hooks, going back to the Jizz Jams. So when someone's music hits, Heath has no earthly idea who's coming out. It's fucking great at the Royal Rumble every time because it's kind of like when you're playing peekaboo with the baby, where'd you go? And then you go peekaboo, and the baby's like, oh, yeah. Well, it's kind of like Heath at the Royal Rumble. Someone's music hits, and he's like, oh my god, it's it. Oh shit, it's someone from 3MB. It's someone from 3MB.
Like, oh my god, it's damn. Booker T.
And then with another 3MB guy comes out right after him, he's like, oh my god, yeah. Oh wait, no, that's the same music. It's still a 3MB guy.
I mean, you have to recognize the current music, right?
He does okay. He does better with the current music, yes.
But he does great once he sees who comes out of the, from behind.
Yeah,
he's 100% there.
We tried to get him with current stars whose themes have changed within the last 5 years, and he got those, actually. So
yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he guessed Punk's old music and Ziggler's old music, and I don't remember what other one we used that night, but he got all of them.
Which yeah. Ziggler's song?
The one before
Here to Show the World.
It was the I Am Perfection.
Yes.
Oh, because I was going to say, were you going to give him the one when he first debuted where it was just like... It was just a beat when he was coming out and just handshaking people.
No, God, I forgot about that.
We could give him the Spirit Squad.
I thought about the Spirit Squad.
I'm full of songs in my head.
And we are...
The Spirit
Squad. Oh, while we're talking about themes, I do want to talk about one more thing before we stop talking about wrestling stuff now.
What?
The WWE thing.
Oh, yeah. That was the other thing we had to talk about.
Vince, the WWE, and I think the guy's name is Jimmy Papier or something close to that. They settled their lawsuit finally. WWE has the rights to the WWE music again. There's a few things they still can't use, which are like the Metallica songs and stuff like that. But they got the rights to use so DDP can come out to Self High Five again and... You're watching the old stuff.
What, you don't like the other one?
It's lame.
Yeah.
I mean, is it really lame?
It's bad when it's
an original song.
When I'm sitting there,
fucking Nirvana,
and I'm watching a old school WCW pay per view, and Jericho walks out to Break the Walls Down.
Does he?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I don't remember what fucking pay per view it was. I talked about it on one of the shows.
That's
but
shit.
It pissed me off. I don't think it was... No, it wasn't Sold Out, because they didn't have any music on Sold Out. It might have been like Fall... because he debuted in, what, 99? Go back and watch Fall Brawl 97.
What was worse was when... Jimmy Hart went to TNA and they couldn't use his music. And, like, whenever they would put Sting, he would come out to Mike Knox's theme.
Wow. What?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you remember when Jimmy Hart went to TNA? Like...
No, I don't remember anything from TNA.
They basically didn't have the rights to like use some of the music he made. And so whenever they had Sting come out, and Jimmy Hart, I believe, made the Crow theme, Sting would come out to like Mike Knox.
Yikes. Wow. No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, I think they're trying to do it to like emulate the Metallica theme, but yeah, good try.
I wonder if I have that theme because I don't remember that theme.
What, Mike Knox?
Yeah, I don't remember that.
It was just like it was just really like it was just guitar riffs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I mean he is a part of the menagerie, the menage a trois, the
Jason,
the menage
menage a trois.
I haven't heard something happen yet. I think we need it to happen.
Well, hold on. I'm probably going to get an ad of here. God damn it, I am getting an ad. I don't care about T-Mobile. But they're going to pay my...
I can see how they would... Yeah, it's...
That's not good, though.
It's not very good, but I can see why they would do it. I understand why. It just... Yeah.
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 All right. Well, that was something, guys.
Yes, it was.
It was a show.
It was a show. Adrian, what we got coming up on the network?
All right. Tomorrow, Monday, you have Tall TNA with Dave and...
Charlotte Flair.
We've been doing this for months.
Christy.
No.
Himmy.
No.
Zack Ryder.
Trish.
Jake's got it right.
Claudia. Look.
Wow. Man, Jakey.
You know what? I'm not going to apologize. I don't listen to their show because I don't like TNA. And why do I want to hear a podcast about TNA?
Touche.
Damn.
All right.
So I'm not saying their show's bad. If you like TNA, great fucking show. I don't like TNA.
But if you're like the rest of us...
All right, so Tuesday nights. But if you like TNA and you're a fan, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with you, but congratulations. We got a podcast for you. It's Talk TNA with Dave and Claudia, where they actually talk TNA.
Is that the... Whoa, so that's the name of it, too?
Yeah, they think their show's live at their website, Talk TNA.
Or they're usually on our Mixler.
Are they on our Mixler, too?
Yeah, I think so.
They talk about the new Man on a Mission. They talk about the Menage a Trois.
They talk about Black Evolution.
Yep, Black Evolution.
The Black Evolution.
Black Evolution. That's what the stable with MVP, Kenny King, and Double Bobby Lashley.
The only black people in the company.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, it's like their evolution, but black.
Oh my god.
Makes sense.
Lashley's playing the part of Batista. MVP's playing the part of Triple H. And Kenny King's playing the part of Randy Orton. All they really need for this to work is Bad News Brown or...
Tony Atlas?
Tony Atlas would be perfect, yes. Or, better yet, you get the Rockstad, Rocky Johnson, to come back, and he could be their Ric Flair.
Oh my god.
I was going to say you...
Or you could just spray paint Ric Flair black and have him be out there because that's not offensive to anybody.
I'm just going to Mr. T.
Oh,
Let me test something on my mama.
Hell, Piper was halfway there at WrestleMania 6. Why not just go the full distance?
You're just going to have freaking, like, Dixie Carter and blackface down the ring. It's going to be really offensive.
If Jeff Jarrett was still involved, I'd say just use him.
We can't even make it an hour without having to...
They get Michael P.S. Hayes.
Oh my god. And people say TNA doesn't steal WWE storylines.
I've heard this week on TNA that Eric Young's going to actually have to have neck surgery and give up the title.
Did Abyss, and Abyss attacked him, right? That's why he had to get neck surgery.
Oh my yeah.
God. Oh god.
Oh god.
So Tuesday nights.
Hey, did you guys hear that Adam Rose was already suspended for the drug policy? He was.
Let me get through the show plugs and let Jake call me some more names.
Okay. Yes.
We'll get done on with this.
Go to kayfabenews.com.
All right.
The world's most trusted new
Tuesday night.
Site.
You can check him out over at FTWLive.com, the FTW podcast. Join Brian, Lee, Joe, Garvin,
Harrison,
and Rob sometimes. Fantastic podcast. They actually talk about wrestling and don't get distracted like we do.
How are you doing in their little Pick'em League?
I am in second place.
And what gets you in second place?
Sheamus.
That Dynamite pickup?
Sheamus got me in second place.
All right.
All right. I'll explain how this works. They do. They're doing an FTW draft, which is similar to the draft we do on our show, but there's 16 people involved. So they can pick the same people. You just can't have the exact team as somebody else. So my three WWE guys are Sheamus, Wade Barrett, and Cesaro.
Okay.
Okay. Good list.
My NXT guy is, I want to say, Adrian Neville.
Okay.
And then my TNA guy I'm required to have is I have Ethan Carter the third.
I was going to say he had all foreign people except for EC3.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, I went with actually varying degrees of facial hair.
Makes sense.
I went with the stubble of Cesaro, the goatee of Barrett.
No, Barrett's got the full beard. Sheamus has the goatee.
Sheamus has the goatee, I'm sorry. Barrett's got the full beard.
Neville?
Neville
has that little
face.
Goatee chin strap.
Yeah, it does have the little chin strap, you're right. Okay. And then Ethan Carter has no facial hair.
Oh, okay, good.
There He's go. Got the trouble.
Oh, God. The best wrestler in the world.
Anyway, listen to FTWLive.com. Great thing. You can also download it from our site as well. Wednesday night.
MVP's theme is actually, I'm black, motherfucker, I'm black.
That is actually true. It's what it says.
He's blacker than black.
Yeah, no, it's actually, Black Illusion is a mystery. Fried okra and chicken
wings. You know who else they could get?
I see the watermelon in the sand.
Oh, God.
Time to find out who my father is.
Oh, my God.
It just has a bunch of, like, tick, clock, click, clock, like, ticking, like Evolution does because MVP has it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Did you, I don't even know.
They
what the
have Rampage Jackson
now.
Singing the song.
Rampage Jackson, that's who they can get.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, here's you know what else they can do? They can take Robert Downey Jr., paint him black like he was in Tropic Thunder.
That works, too. No. What you can do is you use Mickey Rourke from The Wrestler.
Oh, God.
Ram Jam?
Really?
Wow. I got to get to these fucking blocks.
Yes, let's get
water.
The blocks.
No, we are not naming those one watermelon in the sand. Absolutely not.
No way.
It's terrible, I can't do it anymore. I'm going to pee myself.
Good news, people. A new Godzilla movie is going to come out.
It
we already talked about that. We talked about
another
that.
Another one?
Huh?
Another one?
Oh, another one?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
A sequel is in development.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. That's retarded. We're not naming this one Watermelon in the Sand.
We should name it Watermelon. Make it happen.
Wonderful.
No, Watermelon and Boobs.
Really?
We can't have boobs in the title.
Aww.
The melons.
Because of
the melons in the sand.
Yeah.
The melons in the melons.
There we go. Thank you, Shane.
All right.
No problem.
What cut Wednesday? I think we're at Wednesday at this point.
Yes, Wednesday.
Wednesday. 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, Shooting from the Hip with the original Dan Phelps, Michael Classic, and Sean Big Daddy Brown, where they talk about stuff like we do, only they don't have like a time restraint or anything else, and they blatantly rip off our stuff. It's kind of cool, whatever. It's fine.
They rip
speaking
us
of,
off?
Speaking of shows that rip off our stuff, Thursday nights at 9, 8 Central, you can listen to The Wrestling Niche with Ku Klux Kyle and the AA, Angry Aborigines, Jake Mullen. As they talk about fighting dingoes, killing kangaroos, and other Australian things. And then they talk about ROH and other wrestling news.
And that's when they lose people.
Yeah. No, they don't lose people because there's like three people that listen.
Oh, okay. Good. And then Sunday nights, can we start off your week again?
And then Sunday nights, it's us. Yes. The best show of the week, of course.
Yes.
The most interactive show.
Yes, that's right.
Ooh.
And you can also send us an email at thehourbomb@gmail.com. Contrary to popular belief, the email stuff still works. You can also send us a message on Facebook, and you can like us on iTunes and review the show.
Jakey, simply, that's not true. I'm
no.
Sorry.
And this is
a slow night for me, but it's really not. I mean, sometimes we get 10 or 15 people in here. So.
Yes.
Yeah. We're the number one listened to show on the network on Sunday nights.
We're the number one live podcast on this network.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll take it. All right. Let's see. We got that. Oh, yeah. Check out TheaterNetwork.com. Paul Jordan, hardest working man on the network, writes all of our stuff.
Jakey, the only way that you get that many people listen to you live is if you have Kevin change around different IDs on the things, which he does.
Oh, God. And then, let's see. Oh, check out Paul Jordan's new thing. New thing
he has his Abo friends listening. I don't know what those are.
No clue.
Aboriginal friends.
Oh, okay. Aborigines. Got it.
Anyway, check out Paul Jordan's...
they have radios there?
God, pop culture thing. And then the best thing on the website, Classics Angels.
Oh,
I like
yes.
the popping with Paul. He's got some good stuff on there.
Thank you. I couldn't remember the goddamn name of it. So
popping off with Paul.
All right. So I... are we done?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we are done.
We want to thank Shane for coming on the show. We want to thank our Total Divas correspondent,
Jake Mullen. Yeah, thanks.
For coming on for a short bit. You know what? I think we might try to get him on like for a 5-minute segment each week now if we can.
Who, Jake?
Yeah. He actually watches Total Divas. We fired Heath.
I watch Total Divas too.
Oh my God, we got a better one.
You know what? We got a better one now.
Hey, do you like Captain America?
Oh, we have a better one.
Do you like Captain America?
He's my favorite.
You're hired.
You're hired.
Jake, you're fired.
Yeah, he doesn't like Captain America.
Yeah, no shit, he doesn't.
Anyway, I just want to thank everyone for showing up. Everyone that's going to download this later. And fuck you, Jake. Why don't you go fist yourself? And let's see, who was the big loser this week? Oh, that would be you.
Yes, I know.
Heath got 1 point this week.
Yeah, it was a terrible week for me.
Oh, apparently, Shane, he's saying you're his new co-host?
Is that true?
On what?
Are you the new co-host to the wrestling niche?
Wait, when did this happen?
Breaking news in the chat is what it says.
Yeah, basically, Jakey is saying...
Oh, he is now. He signed a no-compete contract when he was on with us during our special guest segment before you guys were really on, so, no, fuck
you. We never talked to... Jakey, take it up with our lawyer, the Rodfather.
I'm the hardest free agent on the TWR network.
Yeah, I like Adrian. Go take it up with our lawyer, the Rodfather.
Yep.
Yeah.
Rodfather will straighten you out.
Yes. All right, Jizmopper.
Yes.
You are the big loser this week, so what's our go-home song?
No. I feel like I need to follow some buzzards.
All right, I think we can make that happen.
You know, after all, I think I'm starting to die.
Good. I think we can make that happen. So, I guess with that being said, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Albert, saying, where's the fucking button? Adios, motherfuckers.
The big bad booty daddy!
Tried the big Aider Master, says, I'm out of here.
And the Jizmopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath. And let's not forget...
I was getting there. You're not okay. The fucking host of the show, are you?
No.
Okay, let me do my goddamn job.
Well, then do it.
Let's try this again.
How come Heath never gets hit in the head with the microphone when he says something stupid?
You know, I got about a year and a half of this built up.
All right, thank you. I feel better now.
All right, anyway. So, once again, the Jizmopper.
Sweet Heath, so long.
And our special guest... Let me find the music again. Because I don't know what the hell I did with it. I don't even remember what the fuck it was. Oh, that's right. This is what it was. I forgot somebody booted up here. God save our queen. Our big thanks to our special host, Shane.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No, not a problem,
not
sir.
A problem.
Always a pleasure.
It is. And, God damn it, I got too much shit booted up here. All right, there it is.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, guys, I'm sorry. Before we go here, I have one more thing.
Okay. What?
Did you guys realize that Paul Heyman's client, Brock Lesnar, conquered the streak?
I did not know that.
WrestleMania 30 this year?
When that happened?
I didn't know that.
WrestleMania 30.
Really?
You can watch it on the WWE Network.
Paul Heyman's client, Brock Lesnar, conquered the streak at WrestleMania 30.
I couldn't go a whole show without saying it. I'm sorry, I'm done.
Wow.
Okay.
All right, good.
All right.
So we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been Hour Bombed.
Toodles.